Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Alyssa P. is an award-winning Inuit musician and a critical advocate for the preservation and celebration of Inuit culture. On her covers album, Inuktitut, she sings in her native language songs from Led Zeppelin, Queen, and Blondie. Originally, the album was going to be an easy lift, but as she started sifting through the songs she wanted to record, she unearthed complicated memories from her youth.
That's why Inuktitut became what it became, because I needed to remember things, and I started remembering things differently.
Today, for Sense of Place Montreal, we speak with Alyssa P. That's coming up on today's World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. The federal government shutdown will soon begin to impact enrollees of nutrition assistance and other programs. The USDA provided notice to states that if the federal government shutdown continues into November, there will not be enough funds to pay November SNAP benefits or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. No new applications for SNAP benefits will be approved after Thursday until funding resumes. And after October 29th, Minnesota will not approve applications for the Minnesota Family Investment Program, or MFIP. Counties and tribal nations can continue to review applications and work with applicants, but they can't approve households for new benefits. The Minnesota Department of Children, Youth, and Families says the loss of federal funding for benefits will cause more strain on local food shelves and create more food insecurity for Minnesotans. The State Department and counties are compiling and sharing lists of food resources. Visit KAXE.org for more information. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe is taking on 3M in court over contamination found in the reservation's resources. In a federal lawsuit filed Monday, the band alleges independent testing of fish and deer tissue, as well as testing of surface water, found alarming levels of different types of chemicals known collectively as PFAS. The Bugganegashik School stopped using its drinking water system and has relied on bottled water for more than 2 years after PFAS levels, sourced to a type of floor wax, far exceeded what federal and state agencies deem safe. Leech Lake Legal Director Chris Murray says Bugganegashik has a plan to build a new drinking water system from an uncontaminated groundwater source, but the costs to address PFAS across the Leech Lake Reservation far exceed what his team analyzed the band would get out of joining a multi-district settlement out of South Carolina, about $1,700.
Damage from PFAS to both natural resources and then the long-term consequences on human health of the residents of the reservation and the need for health monitoring, water quality sampling, and testing of other natural resources to identify and then, you know, hopefully as technology advances, remediate the PFAS contamination that has found its way to the Leech Lake Reservation.
PFAS are man-made chemicals that are water-repelling, temperature-resistant, and friction-reducing, and have been used in thousands of commercially available products for decades. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources mistakenly sent $2.7 million to the Iron Range. Now it needs that money back. Megan Buffington has the story.
Some local governments on the Iron Range owe hundreds of thousands of dollars to the agency. That's because the DNR miscalculated multiple years of mining revenue distributions. A manual spreadsheet error resulted in money that should have gone to a statewide education fund, instead being sent to counties, municipalities, and school districts in northeastern Minnesota. Those owing over $100,000 include Itasca County, the City of Nashwauk, Biwabik Township, and the Nashwauk-Keewatin, Greenway, and Rock Ridge school districts. Auditor-Treasurer Austin Rowling says Itasca County communities were particularly affected because the last few years of mining revenue were unusually high as Mesabi Metallics prepares to open a new mine.
I think everybody's got the mindset of very unfortunate that this happened, but we we can make this right and work together on it.
The DNR is working with each entity on a repayment plan. Nashwauk owes $200,000 and will ask for a 5-year repayment period. Here's City Councilor Tom Martyr.
Yeah, we should be able to pay it in our time because it wasn't our fault.
DNR Chief Financial Officer Mary Robison says the agency audited all the payments and is reviewing its processes and procedures.
This is just not up to our usual standard. We recognize that, and we know we need to take steps to correct it, and we're in the midst of those steps.
Not everyone owes money. Thanks to the miscalculation discovery, the City of Hibbing, the Hibbing School District, and St. Louis County recouped the hundreds of thousands that they were underpaid. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Elisipi is an Inuit musician based in Montreal who has become one of Canada's brightest advocates for Indigenous art and culture. Last year, she was shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize for Inuktitut, a collection of classic hits sung in her native language. But World Cafe producer Miguel Perez says this isn't your typical covers album. As part of our Sense of Place Montreal series, Miguel sat down with Elisipi to unpack Inuktitut and the memories at its core. Also, a warning to listeners, this story discusses suicide and self-harm. Here's Miguel.
When Elisipi thinks of her hometown, she can almost hear the breeze.
It's like you can always be purified. You could just go anywhere and you'll find that wind. It's quiet, but it's very loud in your head because it's the big nature.
Saluit is about as far north as Quebec goes, nestled between rugged mountains overlooking the deep blue water of the Hudson Strait.
It's very isolated. It's a very proud Inuit town.
The sky and the ocean are so big here, it's impossible to escape nature, or as Elisipi likes to call it, the big boss.
We feel as Inuit, we are this tiny, 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 tiny little thing, and our big boss is around us. It can pretty much dictate, and it can revenge on you if you don't stay focused on what needs to be focused, and if you don't live in the moment, present moment.
Long before Montreal, before the music, the Junos, the award-winning documentaries, there was just Saluit.
And I remember my 80s being beautiful. It was moody, there was joy. My mother would, you know, put a tent right in town near the beach just because it was still so easy and calm. Although we would go camping in the summer, you know, to go to the other summer camp where there's belugas coming in, where there's seals, there's fishing.
Elisipi grew up singing and making music in church and with her Uncle George's rock band, Sugluk. She was producing radio shows as a teenager, and later she was a kind of social worker. In her early 20s, though, something shifted inside of her.
Music was starting to really stir something inside of me, although it was always something we see as like a side hobby, like my uncle's band. It's just something that you do naturally, but you never make a career out of it. But I was starting to write my songs slowly, and then I realized, you know what, I should go. It's even me, diamond on
Montreal Montreal in the early 2000s was an exciting place to be. Elisapie was going to college and living in the West Island. She has this very fond memory of wandering into this tiny basement bar on her birthday called Les Coquilles.
And I see a guy with his guitar and his amp, and he's going down the stairs. And I'm like, hi, is there a show? He's like, wow. And then I go inside, and there's a band. Wow, this I thought existed in my head. It actually does. And that's how slowly I started seeing, like, whoa, I need to, this is where I need to be. So it was fun. I mean, 2001, this is fun. Scene.
That night was just the beginning. Her career flourished in Montreal. Still, through all of the success, the North was never far from her mind.
Although it was very exciting, you know, although it was, things were new, people were cool, the environment is great, it's still a city, you know, it's still not home, it's still not free like the North, it's still hectic. And I think when spring arrives, that's when I have the calling of this, the snow melting and the sky becomes much bigger and the energy, that it's, people are a little bit back to being wild again.
As time passed, Elisapie's memories of Saint-Louis began to soften.
It was a hard one, and I think it took me years to not feel guilty of having left my family. It's been over 20 years now, and I'm finally feeling like I feel free and light. Although, you know, we still suffer from pain and a lot of healing to do as just a normal individual Indigenous person.
Like a lot of us, the pandemic gave Elisapie time to reflect. She'd go on runs with Blondie, Metallica, Cyndi Lauper in her ears. These songs inspired her covers album, Inuktitut. At first, it was meant to be pretty straightforward, childhood favorites translated into her mother tongue. But sifting through old memories has a way of unearthing things that you had forgotten about, like watching an ABBA tape at your uncle's house.
My cousins would run away to my home, and then the next day we'd go back, and then my uncle's super sweet, he puts the VHS, and then all of a sudden, all the troubles that was in that home or that they had was gone. I started remembering not just that time watching ABBA video and being happy with my cousin, but also started remembering what was really going on. I started feeling all this love towards them, and I started crying, and I started feeling, it's like my childhood being this oversensitive kid just came back to me a few years ago, and I just, it's like my whole body was kind of trying to hold on and keep it cool, and then I just collapsed.
Pure. Suddenly, a door had opened. These songs, this soundtrack to Elisipi's sepia-toned childhood, actually had something a lot darker under the surface.
I'm not saying everybody was suffering, everybody was mean. I'm just saying there was a lot hard times, you know? There was a lot of people just feeling like, where the hell is this coming from? Where is this deep pain that I'm feeling that I'm not able to name is coming from? So it's only now, really, I think. That's why I think for this album, I really wanted to dig deep.
Elisipi remembers many beautiful things about growing up in Saluit, but her childhood also coincided with the wave of suicides in her hometown and across Inuit communities.
It wasn't easy because we lost so many cousins to suicide, and people were just kind of not knowing where this suffering is coming from. So that's kind of my childhood, and I think that's why Inuktitut became what it became, because I needed to remember things, and I started remembering things differently.
For Elisipi, the root of the issue is in the colonization of Inuit land and the profound effect that it has had on her community. Forced resettlements, residential schools, the slaughter of thousands of sled dogs, even musical traditions like Inuit throat singing were nearly extinguished.
Actually, it died a lot in communities because it was badly seen, making these animal sounds. I mean, I think when Anglican Church arrived in the north and they were hearing these two women making very exciting music, for the body and for the imagination. They were like, whoa, we have to ban anything that is from that spiritual, animalistic world, right?
Elisipi says even the most fundamental parts of Inuit culture were disrupted, like the circadian rhythm that is so finely attuned to life up in the north.
Imagine we have 24 hours daylight in the spring for 3 months. We can't go to bed at 10, 11. Our bodies are, you know, we have a lot of energy. And then yet you have to go to school at 9, and in the afternoon, kids skip school because the geese have arrived. This is our traditional physical, spiritual calling, and then you're stuck there and it's daylight and it's like you have to close the blinds, it's so bright, you know? It's just to show you how it was not meant to be like that. I think things were not meant to be that harsh and that hard and that violent.
This history and the hurt that is still felt in Saluit courses through the songs on Inuktitut. She covers Metallica, Fleetwood Mac, and Led Zeppelin. She almost skipped on Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. Too famous and too easy. Almost cheesy, she says. But when she tried singing it, it just clicked.
It's like a true Inuit song. It's like we had already processed these songs, it's like there was already a translation in my mind, and this is how the translation was made much easier for me, because these were probably already processed in our brain, in our heart. To kissing on the tide, I love
At the heart of Elisapie's covers album is a song that immediately brings back memories of her late cousin. She remembers when Queen's I Wanna Break Free would come on the radio, she and her cousin Tayara would just dance endlessly. She says he loved music. Reflecting on her cousin's death by suicide, Elisapie wasn't sure if this was a song that she could cover.
I was trying to see, can I possibly talk about him? Because nobody talks about him. We were forced to forget our cousin's suicide or mourn very quickly and not talk about suicide anymore when we were young. And I remember saying, I want to remember him. Am I allowed to talk about him? Am I allowed to talk about how, when he went to Montreal for the first time, how he loved it, how he wore pink and purple and he felt free? Am I allowed? Is he my memory?
Every song on Inuktitut takes Elisapie back, sometimes into pain, but also into moments of gratitude.
It's a lot of sad things, but it's also very beautiful because these people were beautiful. We were all beautiful. The North is beautiful. And I think music makes it even more beautiful, is able to make things much softer, you know, when things are hard. And I think these songs, these big hits that I chose, were not just because they were big hits, but because they really meant a lot and they were our friends during hard times.
Letting go is not easy. For Elisapie, it's a spiritual practice. As always, she looks to the natural world, the big boss, for guidance.
It's not a dead thing. It's a very real, alive thing that is your boss. It's the nature. It's the wind. It's the mountains. It's the water. It's the animals.
She has another cover song from a previous album, The Ballad of the Runaway Girl, where she sings about this idea. It's by an Inuit folk duo.
Itulu and Susan and Nimio were this couple. They made this song, Hanyugoma, which means if I was snow or if I was a snowflake. And it's talking about wanting to be free like a snowflake that falls lightly and then transform out in the nature that moves and that travels and without heartache, without heaviness.
That desire to be free, like a snowflake or like the geese in the sky, is at the heart of Inuktitut as well. And really everything that Elisapie does as an Inuit artist.
If we were to write a love song, we would probably do that to the nature. That sense of being in a huge environment, it can really put you to the place where you need to be when things are, it's like you're purified again.
And even in Montreal, 1,000 miles from home, the big boss is still finding ways to reach her.
That was World Cafe producer Miguel Perez. I want to thank Elisapie for joining us on the show. Her latest album is called Inuktitut. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, you can dial or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. I'm Raina Duris. We'll be back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Welcome back to World Cafe. Thanks again to Alyssa P. Her new album is Inuktitut. And hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, who wrote and produced that story on Alyssa P. If you missed any of our Sense of Place Montreal coverage, and there's still more to come, you can visit worldcafe.org. Sense of Place is made possible with support from the Wincote Foundation. Let's get back into music with Vampire Weekend, This Life.
I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all is suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? But I've been cheating through this life. And all is suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? Baby, I know death probably hasn't happened yet. 'Cause I don't remember living life before this. And darling, our disease is the same one as the trees, unaware that they've been living in a forest.
I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. I've been cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. And all this suffering. Oh, crap. Am I good for nothing? This life and all its
World Cafe.
The album is 2016's Side Pony from Lake Street Dive. The song is called Call Off Your Dogs. Nah, that's cool. You got some Shiba Inus, you got some greyhounds, maybe one of those wiener dogs. Call on your dogs. I'll give them pets all day. No need to call them off. I'll be back. I got to start a dog walking business, and then we'll get to music from Medium Build in just a minute on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. No good doggos in tow, but I do have new music from Nick Carpenter, who performs as Medium Build. And I got to tell you, this is just a really good groove. Like sometimes I want some medium tempo and this hits the spot. So check it out. New music from Medium Build on World Cafe. It's called Last Time.
In the street, you were finishing your drink. We were waiting for your friends. It hadn't been romantic in a while. You were kind of playing mean. It was the kind of Friday night where all the drunks are in the street. So this girl who wanders out, she was trying to get a laugh. She pretends she had a mistletoe hanging by her head. You were drunk but still polite. We didn't want to kill her vibe, so we pressed our lips together like we had a thousand times. But it might be the last time that we kissed. You always take for granted what you have until it's missed. Don't you take for granted what you have until it's missed. Orange wine at B&B. Then we got the news about Eileen. I punched the hole in the wall. You got caught up in a ball. You told your friends he's a loaded Now you say that I'm the one. Isn't romantic that you're the only person I never cheated on. And now we're dancing in the park. You're really trying to unwind. It's been so long since I've seen you have a decent time. Now crashed out on the couch. Now pulling your hair out. Come on, one more mouth to mouth. It might be the last time that we kiss. You always take for granted what you have and just miss. Don't you take for granted what you have and just miss. And this might be the last time that we kiss. Always take for granted what you have and just miss. Don't you take for granted. And if it really is the end, I just want you to be happy. And I know the way that sounds when you hear this, 'cause it might be the last time that we talk. It breaks my heart, but I think I'm moving on. She won't let me go.
Never seen him live. Should do it. Pearl Jam, Better Man. off of Vitalogy and putting the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. Want to thank our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible. We produce this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. And while you've got a moment, visit our YouTube channel at World Cafe and give us a subscribe. A lot of great video performances and interviews for you to check out. I'm Stephen Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Columbia Records, with Tame Impala's new album, Deadbeat, releasing everywhere music is sold on October 17th. Dracula White Fang colored vinyl is available for pre-order now at tameimpala.com. And by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org. I am the one to
give you life again. From NPR, this is World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo, bringer of songs, and I brought you some new ones. Check out this one from Gorillaz, which features Los Angeles avant-pop duo Sparks. As the shadows, they are-